If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Put that down. Put that down. He's not here. Get out of here. He deserves no credit. It's Am I Wrong with Brad Lane. Go ahead. Let's go.
You ready? School started this week in some places. I think Stillwater started. It's way too early, by the way.
I was just going to say, is that or am I wrong? Because the answer
nope.
is yes.
Nope.
I have kids should not be in school August 17th.
They shouldn't be in school before Labor Day. But I digress. I have a senior at Minnetonka High School, and my take here has nothing to do with my inability to do or learn this new math that they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I say this, we end homework, period. It's stupid. We don't have to do it at our jobs. You don't have to do it later in life. Get what you need done in the classroom. Don't send them out. 9 times out of 10, they just talk in the classroom, and then they send them off to either read 72 pages or fill out some kind of forms. I say we end homework. If you teachers can't get it done in the classroom, why make them do it at home later in the day?
Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong. I still believe that the kaleidoscope of accountability includes, okay, we're going back in this history class, and I need you at home to read these two chapters to be up to speed when we talk about it. Or we've been reviewing this aspect of algebra, and you're going to need to study pages 100 to 110 at home tonight, because guess what? You're going to be tested on.
I'm okay with the tests. Then you're on your own for work. It's just
but
like
you have to study at home to be prepared for the test, right?
If I say we have a test, then I'm not assigning homework. I'm just saying we have a test on Tuesday over what we have discussed in the classroom. Then it's up to you to read more about it. I'm talking literally about whether it's papers or filling out forms or all of these different things. I think homework is a sham.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that still a part of judging if your kid, my kid, everybody's listening, if their children are understanding what is taking place, if they're called on the test results, and if they're not also doing the work at home. Let's be honest. When a kid is in class, and let's say you're the teacher, and they're following what you're saying, and they're taking notes, it's going to take a little more follow-up at times to stay with it or be prepared for the next chapter.
But I think you can assess that by how much interactivity they have in the classroom and what they
do
on the
test. 30 kids
in
class, right? I mean, you can't interact with every kid.
Maybe.
I mean, do you want to hand out a trophy to every kid? Is that what you're saying?
Speaking of education, we brought this up a little bit earlier. You had brought up the prediction market, which this is not.
Okay.
Sports gambling. It's time. Legalize it now with all the proceeds going to education.
Am I wrong?
Okay, what's your age cutoff for gambling?
18.
18. Okay, because we have that weird dynamic of, are you an adult at 18? Mm-hmm. Are you an adult at 21? So in Brad Lane's world, 18, you can gamble, but you can't drink until you're 21.
Correct.
A separate am I wrong should be, can we come up with one age where all this happens? If it's 18, it's 18. If it's 21...
If we're being honest with ourselves, no, because everybody matures differently. So they're trying to come up with litmus tests for who can drink at 21 and who can drive at 16.
Yeah, that would be an interesting way. We would need to increase the size of our governments by infinity percent. But instead of, okay, you're 16, so you magically can take the test, we have to judge you in your maturity level.
Here's the thing. Schools are closing. You're hearing about referenda all over the place. Hell, your old school, your old high school, one of those two in Robbinsdale may have to close. I'm saying in every
$20 million county,
every community has a shortfall, and then they have to make these hard decisions. Let's come up with it. I mean, put the two together. Sports gambling, it's well past time to do it. Let's make this available, and let's let, if not all, most of the revenue go to education.
Okay, we alluded to this before. I have been fairly pro sports gambling for an extended period of time. I think you're going to also have to allot some amount of money to some form of Gamblers Anonymous to help individuals who, when it's now more available, will become addicted, because we can't dismiss that possibility. If Harrigan was here, and I think Carter's fall in line with this too, you have a lot of people in their category feel like it's too easy now. That it's so available on your phone during the game, that it's feeding those endorphins so much that it was at a different level when you'd go to a casino or when you'd go to somewhere. Are you worried that we're just putting this phone into 18-year-old kids when their brain is not fully formed, and it's going to lead to a dramatic increase in gambling problems for younger adults?
It's already there. I have Underdog on my phone. I can bet on games now. So my kid was doing it when he was 19 and showing me these apps. So this is putting the toothpaste back in the tube to a large extent on that front. I get it from a standpoint of addiction, but this is already out there. They're going to find it one way or another.
I was just playing the devil's advocate because I agree. Now, I'm not sure it's all the education, because we can come up with so many ways, but I'm not going to argue against we are woefully low on education funding. Let's pause here. More of Am I Wrong in a matter of moments. Maybe this is the afternoon when you hear me talk about my friend Amber Scholl, okay, and you think, okay, I've heard that guy talk about Amber Scholl. I know quite a few WCC listeners have switched over. Why shouldn't I at least make this effort? Amber Scholl is running an office located here in town. This office has been around for decades and decades and decades. I knew of it when I moved back in the 90s because my father had been a part of it. For me, most of the time, if my father was involved in something business-wise, I ran. We did the opposite. But in this case, whether it was the individuals running in the 90s, Lyndon who ran it for a long time, or Ambrose been running it now for 3 years, just outstanding. It's Scholl and Associates. Now, online, you track it down, teamscholl.com. The spelling is S-C-H-O-L-L.com. I almost screwed it up there. I've said it eight.
I should tell you what it is because you convinced me.
Yeah.
I got my car and home covered by Amber Scholl.
I've only said it 80,000 times. I screwed up. Why not work with American Family so you get the power, the gravitas, the leverage, and then have a local office like Amber Scholl? Do it today. TeamScholl.com.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
All right, we continue with Am I Wrong? We're here at Deacon's Lodge, this fabulous golf course. We want to, again, thank the folks from Breezy Point. So kind of them to invite us up here. Everybody from the staff at Breezy Point and over here at Deacon's Lodge, they have been great. The food has been tremendous. I think I broke my jaw, but that's another separate story. So thanks again.
She had to elbow you out of the way, dude.
I mean, she had to go. So thanks again to the fine, fine folks at Breezy Point, Deacon's Lodge. We'll come up here anytime you're kind enough to invite us. We continue with Am I Wrong? Is the shock jock, is he in the studio in the cities?
He's in the studio. He's just not right next to a microphone right at the moment.
He's setting up. He's setting up the cameras.
A lot of stuff involved. It's not complicated.
A lot of stuff to do.
Yeah. Right.
Very technical.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Brad.
Eliminate the doorbell. We don't need it. First of all, it just makes my dog go nuts. But I know who's coming over now. We have cell phones. They tell us when they're coming
Eliminate
over.
Eliminate the
Those
doorbell.
Are the people that I know are coming over. If I've got neighbors, whatever. Eliminate the doorbell. It's usually rung by people I don't want to hear from anyway. Get rid of it.
Am I wrong?
Are you Howard Hughes? I mean, are you just, are your fingernails growing long? You don't bathe? You sit in the place all by yourself? What if...
Who's ringing the doorbell anymore?
What if I surprise you, get by
you
the
would,
moat,
no.
get by the security, don't get shot, and, I mean, your place is about 14,000 square feet. God knows where you are. I can't just knock on the door. I ring the doorbell because, oh, no, that doorbell throws you off so much.
Well, at that point, you would knock, but no doorbell.
I mean, the doorbell.
Eliminate the doorbell.
We don't need it.
What public good comes from eliminating the doorbell? Like, what is the inconvenience?
I'm not talking about a public good. I'm talking about my good.
So. Is it just because you can't control your dog? Are you another dog hater on this station?
No, I love my dog. I don't want her to go nuts.
Terrible training. Sounds like a failure as an owner is what I hear.
What kind of doorbell do you have? Is it does like yours gunfire?
Does it play like, is it like a car that the horn plays La Cucaracha?
It is like a car horn. She would go nuts, by the way, when the FedEx truck goes by.
Okay, so you have a terrible dog. Okay, let's just, am I wrong?
You're wrong.
I mean...
Am I wrong?
Exactly.
Do you have a ring? You have like a ring camera, that sort of a thing?
No, I don't.
Oh, so you have nothing?
No, just the doorbell. Like, eliminate the doorbell. Okay. I don't need it.
All right.
Okay. Do you interact with your neighbors at all?
Yes.
Well, how do you know they're coming over?
They text me and say, I'm coming over. I'm bringing this. We all have each other's numbers.
Nobody just comes over? I mean, my sister-in-law lives a block away, and her kids, like, sometimes come over. They ring the bell. It's fine.
No.
Had some high school football players ringing the doorbell the other night.
Do you know how many
selling
other
their coupons? The big, you know, the coupon
things shop. I had here.
By the way, I loved how you turned yourself into like an American hero because you bought one of those coupons too. I mean, honestly,
I gotta be honest. No one is more locked into my social media than Chad Harbin. Well, unbelievable. Just farming for topics, I guess. You're out of gas?
Send those
you
guys
just
over
need
to
know
his
what,
house.
What am I talking about?
I could have went with that or else eliminate the doorbell.
Send those guys over to his house and have them ring the doorbell.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, we got to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. What a boondoggle this is.
Yeah. Oh. Jeez, I wonder what I'm going to do later in the day. I don't know. What could I do?
Client development, perhaps.
Thank you.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.